Growing insecurity is one of the key problems confronting Nigeria. The country voted in presidential elections in February 2019. In the northeast, an insurgency by jihadist group Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people and displaced 2.8 million. A conflict between Christian farmers and Muslim cattle herders in central Nigeria is degenerating into a crisis that might even be deadlier than the Boko Haram insurgency. Sam Olukoya traveled to the central Nigerian state of Plateau to meet those affected by these clashes between farmers and herders.
This camp in Bukuru town is one of numerous camps for people displaced by the herder farmer clashes in Plateau state. A hungry child cries as hundreds of displaced persons with bowls in hand queue for food. Those in this camp are victims from farming communities who were attacked by armed herders in the middle of last year. The attacks carried out in 11 villages left about 200 villagers dead and many others injured. Deborah Mangai said her husband, his friend and her two children were killed when the armed men entered her home. She returned after the attack to see the deadly scene.
When I saw the corpses, when I saw the manner in which they were killed, I fainted. They shot my husband all over his body. Then, one of the children was shot in the stomach and in the head. Another was shot in the stomach. His friend was also shot in the stomach. Honestly, I don't feel fine after this incident. As I sit here, I have a headache. I can't sleep like other people. At night, when people sleep, I'm there awake. I bought sleeping pills, but they didn't solve the problem. I can't sleep.
Deborah Mangai is Birom, one of the numerous indigenous Christian ethnic groups who live in central Nigeria. The indigenous communities, who are mainly into farming, have in recent years come under attack from migrant herders who want the water and fertile land in the region for their pastures. Hundreds of people were killed in the conflicts last year. Like Mangai, many of those who survived the attacks have chilling accounts of what happened. Children who survived the crisis sing Christian songs at the camp for internally displaced persons. Daliof Solomon, an official of the Birom Christian communities, says the Muslim Fulanis are prosecuting a jihad against Christians.
All they intend is to build up an Islamic enclave where only the Fulani will have exclusive control. And we've never seen any Muslim community here on the plateau being attacked by the herders. All they attack, make sure that the church is demolished. That they even build that their mosques on the church land. So this thing is purely a religious war, a religious pogrom, a religious carnage.
This is the call to prayers at this mosque in Jos, the capital of Plateau State. Nura Abdullahi is the chairman Miyeta Alakatu Breeders Association of Nigeria. The body is the main association of Muslim Fulanis involved in rearing cattle. Abdullahi says the Christian communities have been attacking his people and their cows.
There have been a series of attacks here and there. Killings everywhere. Attacking and killing on almost on daily basis. Killing of cows and rustling of cows in Barikiladi only. 41 villages of Fulanis were ransacked. They were ransacked completely.
Back in the camp for persons displaced by the conflict, the victims say the government has not done enough to protect them. Majid Irimia says the inability of the government to protect them will influence the way they vote during the elections.
The crisis situation will influence the way we want to vote, because we need to vote so that we will have a change in the government, if possible. In fact, in this case, the issue of insecurity, we need to change the government to see another people that will come on board. Maybe we'll have a relative peace in the country.
The former Hadas clashes has widened not just religious divisions between both sides, but it has also widened political divisions between them, with both sides seeming to be aligned to opposing parties.